The thing you must remember about Championship Man and his fellow Championship men and women is that, as geneticists might say, they're just not cut out for the big screen. Why, only last Sunday, the cameraman settled on himself and his family in the Lower Hogan. It was his first time so entrapped, and he did exactly what you'd expect. He sank a deep, probing elbow into his second youngest sitting alongside him, quietly doing the quiz in the match programme. At first, she remained impressively disinterested. At this stage in her life, she's well accustomed to the physical nature of her father's match-viewing style, even during the interval. But when she felt the full weight of his shoulder and hip straight after, causing her to tumble headlong into the gangway, she realised something beyond the ordinary was taking place. Looking up to catch Championship Man's smiling face fill the skies, she was immediately mortified. He waved as if he were the Pope acclaiming the masses in a newly converted African country. But last time we checked, the Pope's hands aren't heavily calloused from years of spreading lime, and he doesn't wear a straw hat either. The grin was inane, the tub of ice cream was battered and bruised, and the t-shirt clung a little too neatly to his body. Oh my God. She knew she would never, ever live this one down in college. You see, Championship Man's generation grew up in times when concepts such as modesty and not getting ahead of yourself were de rigueur in this country. You kept your head down and sought no extra attention for yourself. Downbeat and low-key were celebrated. That sense of ordinariness, guilt almost, endured right through the boom, and if right is right, it'll hardly go away now. In England, when a football supporter flashes up on the big screen, those watching in the stadium or around the country might react with a non-committal. Nice shirt on yon geezer there. Must go online to see where I might get one. But in Ireland, the moment is invested with an altogether greater significance. As soon as you see yourself on the big screen, you can almost hear the voices of thousands at home. Would you look who's in it? How well he'd be stuck there in the middle of them? And the big contented head in him like a parish priest. Coming into a bit of weight too. Ergo, they're awkward, unsure, uncomfortable. And you know what? That's sort of the way we like it. This year we've seen Meath fans ham up their post-score celebrations. We've even noticed a Wicklow fan mimic Mickle's sideline demeanour. And surely, there must be hundreds of young Tyrone people out there, anxiously waiting for the moment the spotlight falls on them, so they can unfurl their Mickey Hart stance, stock still, hand under the chin, and if at all possible, a tall man with a moustache leaning in over them to intrude upon their personal boundaries just a touch. But those are the exceptions that prove the rule. I fancy we will never lose our unique big screen charm. You can have a fistful of All-Ireland medals in your back pocket, metaphorically speaking, and perhaps even literally too. But it's still money on. You'll greet the sight of your face up there in the gods by screeching and whimpering like a 13-year-old who has just beaten her way to the front row of a Take That concert. And you know what? There's something just fine about that.